Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 262, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 262. Let me perceive no differences today. Father, you have one Son, and it is He that I would look upon today. He is your one creation. Why should I perceive a thousand forms in what remains as one? Why should I give this one a thousand names when only one suffices? For your Son must bear your name, for you created him. Let me not see him as a stranger to his Father, nor as stranger to myself. For he is part of me, and I of him. And we are part of you, who are our source, eternally united in your love. Eternally, the Holy Son of God. Amen. We who are one would recognize this day the truth about ourselves. We would come home and rest in unity, for there is peace, and nowhere else can peace be sought and found. Let me perceive no differences. This lesson talks about why would I give a thousand names to what remains as one? And what comes is the image of a baby when it is just discovering the parts of its body. It will discover the hand, and it will lay there and just be curious about what these little things are. It's like it's never seen these parts before. And then it discovers a foot and it thinks, wow, look at this thing. And these other things, these toes, they are just so cool. And it touches and feels them. Just the curiosity of a child. And this lesson reminds me to go out today and to see myself in all these different forms like I've never met myself before. And just be as curious about it as the baby is curious about the parts it's discovering. There is no judgment. I'm not wanting it to be different. It's just a curiosity of, wow. This is what it is. This is how it's being expressed. This is what it is. This is how it's being expressed. And I think about that, and wow, I would be so much more with everything if I was seeing it for the first time. And in truth, I am seeing it for the first time. Everything that comes into my awareness comes in for the first time. Each time I see it. It's when we start adding the past to the things we see that we start ignoring them or judging them in that moment. And so if I can live as if I am seeing each thing for the first time, and I am just curious about what it is right now, how much more joyful will the day be? Exciting to be exploring what it is that is showing up in my awareness. How will it be? Let me get to know it for this moment and what it is. And I think as we see no differences, let me perceive no differences, that if I were to live my life in each moment, really being with each thing that comes into my awareness as if I had never seen it before, I think I will see in each thing at the core of it, it is me, it is love, it is peace. And in seeing that there is no difference, whatever comes into my awareness is me, and at the core is love, that is seeing no difference, even while at the same time seeing differences through the mind's eye. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to have the curiosity of a baby. Help me to leave the past behind and help me to see with delight who I am in everything that comes into my awareness. Help me to see the love and the peace and the joy that I am. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet our mind. And we contemplate, what does it look like in my life to see no differences today? You may want to go through the people you'll see and say in your mind, we are not different, you and me. You are me. And after that, sink deeply into your truth and sit there in the oneness of love and peace. Thank you for joining with me and having the courage to explore with curiosity, without judgment, without preconceived ideas, exploring whatever comes into our awareness. Namaste.